Welcome inside this week's Fantasy Spin. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And week five is upon us, Joe. Let's talk fantasy. And let's talk to Sean Jackson, the two huge weeks to open up the season. A bit of a down week last week against Denver. Are you worried about Deshaun at all?
I'm a little bit worried, but I think Chip Kelly is going to start scheming Bo to get him open a little bit more. You know, Deshaun's never been a guy to be able to get off press man, maybe as much as some of the bigger receivers. But when he's singled up, he's as dangerous as a receiver as there is in the NFL. So I would expect things to change a little bit. Michael Vick said this week that a couple different route combinations were how they got him open in weeks one and two. And I think they'll get back to that against a much weaker Giants secondary than we've seen the past 2 weeks from Denver and Kansas City.
At the running back position, LeSean McCoy, obviously one of the best fantasy players in football, but he did give way in terms of carries last week a bit more to Bryce Brown and Chris Polk. Are you worried about his workload at all?
I'm not worried about it. As a matter of fact, I'm a little happy about this because you never want to see your top running back wear down before the end of the season. LeSean McCoy getting 400 carries, probably not something that's going to benefit your fantasy team, and certainly not something that's going to benefit the Philadelphia Eagles. Bryce Brown and Chris Polk getting involved and looking effective. I think ultimately this is a good news for LeSean McCoy's long-term value because to me, McCoy doesn't look any different than he did the first couple weeks of the season. He is still going to be one of the top three fantasy running backs moving forward. This just gives him a breather every now and then, and that's not a bad thing.
And quickly, how is this Giants run defense?
The Giant run defense really has not been very good at all. I'm not worried at all about the matchup. On the second level, the trio of linebackers probably leave something to be desired if you are a Giants fan. They have injuries to defensive tackles. Linval Joseph, Cullen Jenkins have been banged up. This is a very exploitable matchup for the Eagle offense in general, but especially the run game.
All right, let's take a little look around the league, spin around the league, and we look at current and former New England Patriots at wide receiver. Kenbrell Tompkins has been great so far, especially for an undrafted rookie, but with Danny Amendola and Rob Gronkowski coming back at some point, what is your long-term picture of Kenbrell Tompkins?
Well, if I have Kenbrell Tompkins, I'm pretty excited about the production that he's put up. He has 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks, and he had 100 yards this past week. But if you could get a decent offer for him, if you need a player at another position, maybe you can put him into a package to sweeten a deal for a quarterback or a running back. I wouldn't be opposed to selling Kenbrell Tompkins because there's just no way this guy is going to take significant targets away from a healthy Danny Amendola and a healthy Rob Gronkowski, two of the best players at their positions in the entire NFL. Kenbrell Tompkins is doing right now what Brandon Lloyd was supposed to do for the New England Patriots last year. So I think Kenbrell Tompkins is going to hold some value moving forward, but it might not be as big a value as he's had the last couple weeks once the Patriots get to be full strength.
All right, out in San Diego, one of the surprising running backs, former Patriot Danny Woodhead. You are a big fan of Danny Woodhead.
I'm a major fan of Danny Woodhead, and right now he ranks number 14 in a PPR league at running back. Danny Woodhead is a weekly starter in 12-team or bigger leagues. I just can't imagine that you have two running backs on your roster who are significantly better than Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead is a guy who, if you have him, you've probably got to try to find a way to get him in your lineups. Phillip Rivers has been talking him up like crazy. He's catching passes, and he's scoring touchdowns. They're giving him the ball in short yardage, so he gets the third down work. He's getting some early down work, and Phillip Rivers is playing the best football he has in years, and that makes Danny Woodhead extra valuable because of his pass-catching ability.
And then we go to Cleveland, where Brian Hoyer, Tom Brady's former backup, seems to be in the midst of displacing Brandon Whedon as Whedon closes in on retirement since he's about 55 years old. Let's talk Brian Hoyer. Is he a long-term relevant fantasy quarterback?
I don't think so, Bo. I tend to think of Brian Hoyer more as a Kyle Orton. He's kind of a fast food dollar menu item. He's a Mick quarterback, but he can get the job done. You know, sometimes that McDouble, it hits the spot. Brian Hoyer is that McDouble. He's a guy who's going to come in there, win you a couple games, and right now for Cleveland, it's working. It's working for Jordan Cameron. It's working for Josh Gordon. Brian Hoyer is more of a weekly fill-in, though. He's not a guy you should count on to carry you to a fantasy championship. If you're really struggling for a backup quarterback, if you've got a starter on bye this week, Brian Hoyer, I can absolutely advise playing him against Buffalo. Just don't expect a huge performance.
How about Jordan Cameron? Is he as big a difference maker there is at the tight end position right now outside of Jimmy Graham?
Absolutely. Jordan Cameron is the reason that I'm actually kind of high on Brian Hoyer as a fill-in quarterback, because he's a key weapon. He's as athletic and as big a mismatch as anybody at the position not named Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski. And Brian Hoyer loves throwing to this guy. He has like 23 targets the last 2 weeks or something absurd like that. That's not changing. And this guy's been the most dangerous, lethal red zone threat in the NFL not named Jimmy Graham. So Jordan Cameron is a number one fantasy tight end. He's helping Brian Hoyer out, and he's going to help this offense in general.
FantasyGuru.com's Joe Dolan takes you through the fantasy spin. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.